content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior, the pioneers of plant-based protein. From the sun to the plant to you, go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all the products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Enviromedica, makers of Terraflora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic combining spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Find Terraflora and the full line of products at enviromedica.com. Castor and Pollux, the new standard in pet food, the only complete line of USDA organically certified pet food. Crazy Water, infused by Mother Nature, not some random factory. Paleo Magazine, now all digital. Go to paleomagazine.com to subscribe. The Wellbeing Journal, Veg World Magazine, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Thorne Research. Visit our dispensary at oneliferadio.com for 20% off and free shipping. You can find more information on all of our sponsors, including links to listener discounts, on the OneLifeRadio.com sponsor page. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, and we are live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia as well as KMET in sunny Southern California on ABC News Talk. How are you doing today, Ronaldo?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. It's not sunny here, though. No. I bet it's not sunny in California either.
Probably not.
It might be. You know, in the time that I've ever spent in California, it only is sunny in the afternoon. In the morning, especially if you're right on the coast, it's typically pretty overcast and kind of moist, at least in the area where I hung out.
Is it the smog?
I don't know what it is. It might be because it was close to Los Angeles. But you know what? We're all alive. We're all doing well. We're getting through this COVID thing. And I think that's great because resilience is something we all need. And we're going to touch on that a little bit today in the show with Tina Burnett, who's our first up in line today, along with Dr. Jen Myers at the half. We're going to be talking about the importance of magnesium. But Tina Burnett Allen is a dear friend of mine. And she's also my personal trainer. I train with her 2 days a week. With my daughter, actually. And how are you doing today, Tina? Are you on the line?
I'm on the line. I'm doing great. Had a full morning of training clients, and it's all good.
Well, you love what you do.
Everybody's working hard.
Yeah. Huh? No, I said you love what you do. I know you do.
I do. I love what I do, and I love all my clients. I really can't say that I have or really ever had a client that I just didn't enjoy being around. So that makes my job. I love, everybody's so different and everybody has different stories. And so it makes my job fun and interesting because I'm a people person and I love it just to be around people. I get lonely if I don't have my clients. So,
yeah. Well, you know, most people can't afford a trainer and I feel so fortunate that I'm able to train with you and and you're so kind. You let me train with my daughter. And so that's really nice. Gives me a little bit of a financial break during these tough times. And you've got such a good heart, but a lot of people cannot afford a trainer. I couldn't for many, many years. And quite frankly, you know, to this day, I'm still a little cheap about it. Like I know how to work out on my own. And so why do I need a trainer? But of course, every week when I work out with you, like I did yesterday, I am reminded of all the nuances and all the knowledge that you have that you share with me that really has me in tremendous shape, especially at my age, which we're not going to talk about. But I don't think anybody likes to talk about that. And it's rude, actually, to talk about your age or ask someone how old they are. It really is because, you know, it's none of their business. My answer is always, well, how old do you think I am? Because that's probably how old I am, at least in my head. So,
there you go.
You know, Yeah. And so keeping your body young and fit and healthy, more importantly, is so important to what we do on the show. I believe in it with all my heart. I do. And so Tina's a great addition to the show. Let me read you her bio and then we'll get into what we want to talk about today is if you're bored with your home workout, what can you do? So Tina Burnett Allen has a bachelor's of kinesiology and she is a certified strength and conditioning specialist. And she's also certified in the biomechanics, an expert in that, in the human body. Tina has been in the fitness industry for over 30 years, teaching cardiovascular classes at several of Dallas's top studios and health clubs, as well as instructing and developing resistance training programs for individuals and groups in gyms and in the home. And she has also been named as the top female personal trainer in DFW by the Personal Trainers Hall of Fame. You can contact her at tbfitnesspro@gmail.com or on Instagram at tbfitnesspro. And as I said, today we're talking about what to do when you get bored with your home workout. So, you know, I say change it up, but I really want to talk with you about this, Tina, because I think it's so important. So what is the main reason that you think or you find that people wanting to work out and train with you, why do they want to work out and train with you?
Well, I mean, everybody has goals, you know, hopefully anyway, everybody has different goals. It's interesting because this morning I trained a husband of one of my female clients at their home. And this is my second time to meet with him. And, you know, he's the perfect example of someone that over this period of shelter at home and COVID and everything that's gone on, he'd been working out with a trainer at a gym in the spring. And he just really got out of the loop and had been still kind of playing some tennis. But he found he has gotten a little belly on him from not working out in the gym and getting really being consistent with it. So, you know, his goal is to really get stronger and get rid of that little extra that he put on. And I think, you know, most people come to me because they want to change their bodies. And sometimes it's people like I have a female client that's thin, you know, thin, but she wants to add some muscle and get stronger. So I think we all have to have some kind of motivation and goal that kind of drives us to whether we got out of fitness for a while and we just want to get back in. And that's the hardest part is just putting that foot in the door and going, all right, how am I going to get myself back on the wagon, on the fitness wagon? And you mm-hmm. really kind of have to know what your motivation is.
Yeah, and people have to dig deep. You know, and we're going to touch. I just got a text from my daughter, you know, who you train. And she said, if you want to talk about resilience, I'm going to read it verbatim here. She's actually listening. She said, if you want to talk about resilience, your daughter just got her diploma in the mail. This was last night. We were all thrilled. We took pictures and everything. But after fighting with addiction all year long. Okay, so... and she has. She was in rehab. She did well. She's 6 months sober. It's been a very difficult journey for her and the family. And we all love her so much. And I know you do too, Tina. But you're her trainer. And you've seen her fight and be resilient. And, you know, and so you have to exercise. The point is, no matter what you are going through, you have to fight. You have to keep yourself strong in order to get the job done, right? Whether it's getting your college degree finally, or whether it's really getting true health once and for all in your life, that's either mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever that looks like. But, you know, it's important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I, you know, you and I talked about this, that I wanted to just mention this briefly, but my son Sunday had his first motocross. He's in motocross and he's been doing it since he was literally 6 or 7. And he finally hit his first race. And racing is totally different on motocross than just going out on the track and practicing. You know, you get out, everybody hits out the gates and it's every man for himself and it's scary and it's dangerous and it's intense. And, you know, he didn't do well and fell twice and he was really, really bummed and he was supposed to race again. And he kind of just gave up. He was frustrated and disheartened, and I was trying to encourage and motivate him. And the next day, I happened to watch this video of Michaela Schifrin. That she's a 5-time world champion in skiing, downhill skiing, and mm-hmm. she is did this talk about. And she's also an Olympic medalist. And she talked about resiliency in this video. And her words were, you know, that it's the ability to endure something really difficult, hardship, pain, struggle, and get to the other side, somehow holding on to some sort of strength and purpose. And you keep that strength and determination and hold on to the fire that you had that kept you getting motivated and moving forward. And, you know, her dad passed away while she was in the middle of, you know, competing. And she was in Germany and had to make a 9-hour flight, not knowing if he was going to be dead or alive by the time she got to the hospital. And he was alive, you know, but he ended up passing away. He had an accident. I think it was a ski accident. Anyway, it was just she had to pull up her bootstraps and get back on the slopes and start competing again.
Yeah.
Even though she had been through that horrible trauma of her dad passing, because he was the one that was her motivation always.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, the people said I should do it for him. And she said, you know, no, I need to do it for me. You know, I need to do it for me. And I think that's just true in life. You know, with fitness, you know, since we're on talking fitness, you know, if you got off the bandwagon and you didn't over, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs and aren't making the money they made. And it's stressful and it's easy to cannot take care of yourself because you just get down and you don't have the motivation. And so I think, you know, thinking, you know, what is my motivation and why do I need to do this for me? You know, you mm-hmm. need to be healthy. You need to take care of yourself. And I think that that was just such a great encouragement. And I sent it to my son and he was like, wow, that's really cool. You know,
yeah, it is. And we all need that from time to time. We all go through trials and tribulations throughout our life. Everyone out there listening does. And it is hard to exercise when you're depressed. It really is. And so what do you suggest to curb that feeling of burnout when someone's at home, they don't have a trainer, you know, which is most of the world. As I said, I'm so fortunate to be able to work out with you. And I didn't for many, many years. You know, I only have had a trainer in the last 5 years. And before that, I did have to be really super motivated. But you do get burnout sometimes, especially through COVID. You know, my biggest suggestion when I was preparing for the show today is just simply get outside. I think that is the best way to get yourself moving. Simply going for a walk, even if that's all you do every day, at least it's something, right?
Right. No, absolutely. And I think, you know, if you've been in a workout program before and, you know, you kind of have to think about, okay, what was my motivation before? Like what got me working out? Did you love to work out? I'm one of those, you know, I see it as brushing my teeth. It's just something I do. It's a basic function of life. It's something that if I don't do it, and I take rest days, but you know, that's kind of my motivation. But most people kind of have an ultimate goal or purpose for working out. Like for instance, you know, maintaining a healthier, you know, leaner body. And so, but a lot of times when you go through a weird time or you go through change, there's where that resiliency comes in is go, okay, maybe you need to change your motivation. You maybe lost that motivation, maybe find a new motivation and mm-hmm. Set a new goal, try a different new program. If you were doing, you know, maybe a few in-home workouts, you're just bored with it. You said, oh, I just don't want to do this anymore. Find something new, you know, find a new mm-hmm. program, mm-hmm. have a new motivation, have a new goal.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, yesterday, case in point, after we worked out, the mental and emotional boost you get from it, for me, is what really keeps me engaged with exercise. And if there's someone out there listening that hasn't exercised in a really long time, I encourage you to get up off of that couch, get out of that chair, go for a walk, get up and dance. You know, speaking of that, so like last night, you know, after we worked out, I was feeling so good. Tina, my body just felt so good, and my mind especially. I went on and danced last night till nearly midnight. Till nearly midnight. Got a little Tupac going, a little, you know. Got out my hula hoop, and I just didn't want to shut it down. I didn't want the euphoria to end because it releases so much dopamine and serotonin when when you get your body moving, and it's just a natural high, and it's just the best feeling in the world. And this morning, and I actually slept really well last night too, which I was having trouble sleeping last week because of a lot of things going on in my personal life. But sleep is so critical too. It is so critical. Exercise helps with sleep. There's so many benefits of it.
Sleep helps with exercise.
And I just read a new study today. I got it last night in the mail in the Epic Times about the association between sleep and obesity. If you don't sleep well, you're more prone to have your hormones like ghrelin and what's the other one?
Ghrelin is the hormone that makes you hungry, basically. And then leptin. Leptin. Right. Yeah.
Leptin. Yeah. Yep. And it was, and so it's all connected. There's nothing, all good things happen from exercise is the takeaway right now, but we're going to go to break. More coming up. We're going to get everybody jacked up and ready to exercise today. Even if it's just go for a walk with Tina Burnett Allen. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah.
Yes, I can. Doubt better leave. I'm running with this plan. Pull me, grab me, grab us in the bucket, can't have me. I'll be the president one day, January 1st. Oh, you like that gossip, like you the one drinking what gossip.com. Now I got a word for your tongue, how many Rolling Stones you want? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit, speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like the wind in my chest to that sun. G5 in the U.S. to Taiwan. Now who can say that? I want to play back. Mama knew I was a needle in a haystack. Oh, howdy boy, plus way back. I got a feeling it's a rap, ASAP.
I get a good feeling, yeah.
I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before.
No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette. We are live from Dallas, Texas. I've got Ronaldo Davis on the controls and Tina Burnett Allen continuing on here with us. And we're talking about what to do when you're bored with your home workout. So, Tina, you know, it says in this article that we kind of got this idea from to buy some new toys and not those kind of toys, everybody. buy some more toys. Like, what do you think are the best exercise toys out there?
They're starting to have more things coming available. I mean, for a while, you just couldn't find anything because of, you know, everybody, right when COVID hit and shelter at home hit, everybody just bought everything out. And so you really can't get dumbbells and kettlebells right now because I've tried. But what you can get for your home that I always recommend for people to use are, number one, are the Spry brand extra tubes, and those are the tubing that we use with the handles on each end. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do, and there's different strength levels. You know, I always recommend getting all of them, you know, from yellow or green on up to blue or purple, which the purple is like the heaviest resistance. And you can do so much, and there's they have guidelines, you know, exercises, how to use them and everything online, and I think that comes with the equipment. And then medicine balls, you can get medicine balls. I recently bought a medicine ball. I just bought a fit ball. I just bought a Bosu balance trainer. And mm-hmm. these are all what I call low tech, you know, equipment. It's not real expensive that you can easily store at home, and use and do everything with it. You could, you know, probably, you know, if you don't have dumbbells already, the bands, you can do everything with them. You can do body weight push-ups. You know, there's so much body weight stuff you can get as well. But there's the booty bands, you know, the bands you wear around your legs and I make you do the squats with, you know, the wide bands.
My
you
booty's can get looking those. Good.
And, yeah, all this stuff, you can get it on Amazon. I've ordered everything I have, especially the latest stuff on Amazon. And they're really not expensive. And there's a bunch of different brands, but, you know, if you're working out at home, you don't need a super expensive commercial type brand of medicine ball or fit ball, you know, so that's right. What I recommend.
Well, and I actually will take a shot of mine so everybody knows what we're talking about and put it on our story on our social at One Life Radio One. But I say, and if you don't have any extra money, which most people don't right now, so many people out there are so broke, and even that extra $10 or $20 makes a huge difference. Walk. You know, you can walk. You can do push-ups. You can do burpees.
Walk.
You can do jumping jacks. You can do all kinds of stuff that gets your body moving. You can dance, you know. Everybody's got music from somewhere. Get up and dance, you know. Try to, you know, make it a fun thing. You know, get together with friends and shoot some hoops outside. A lot of people, if you don't have a basketball, you know, hoop at your house, you know, go to a friend's or go to a park and find a way to get that movement in. because it is so critical for your overall mental and emotional health on so many levels. You know, and I want to say this, a jump rope, you know, a jump rope is what, 10 or 15 bucks now? You know, a jump rope is something that will really test your endurance and get your heart pumping. And it's pretty cheap. Yeah. And even if you stink at first, like I did originally when I first started jumping rope, I went from barely being able to put it over my head one time and jump at the same time. And I went on to be able to compete internationally if I wanted to. I got so good at it from practicing for about 2 years. And so, you know, just stick with it, right? Consistency.
And if you go, you know, honestly, if you, and I think I've mentioned this before on the air, but there's so many people on Instagram that have, you can just go on Instagram and type in hashtag exercise or hashtag, like if you want to learn how to do body weight, HIIT workout, or just an easy body weight, you know, type in HIIT, you know, hashtag, and it'll pull up all these different people. I mean, I follow a bunch of people that have been doing all these in-home workouts that don't require any equipment at all. So if you're wanting to take it to a different level and work a little harder, you know, there's some great Instagram pages out there that can guide you and give you some great workout ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what if it's someone out there has never worked out before, you know, and you what can they do? What you know, what can they do today to begin? What would you say to them if you
never worked out before?
Never worked out.
And like you said, I think walking is the best way to start. You know, if you have a history, like if you used to, when you were younger, did sports, maybe you played soccer or whatever, you know, if you were active as a young person, you know, you hear about muscle memory. It's really neuromuscular. It's really the brain remembers certain motor patterns and stuff. So I don't recommend going out and trying to play soccer really hard if you haven't played it in years, if that was your sport. But my point is, you're going to learn quickly. Your body's going to adapt and learn new motor patterns quickly. So even if you just start with walking and then, like I said, go online, find YouTube videos or Instagram pages and just slowly start into a beginner type, you know, doing some body squats, doing some, and a lot of people, if they haven't worked out, they're not going to be able to do a push-up. But there's ways to modify a push-up, either doing it on your knees or doing a wall push-up, or doing it on like a countertop, you know, where your body's elevated, your upper body's elevated. Mm-hmm. You know, what you can do, learn, but you want to make sure you're doing stuff right. And that's where you need to, you know, go on. There's so much out there online that you can find on social media and everything. So I think just that, and just, you know, practice sitting down in a chair and getting back up before you try squatting. You know, I call it a chair squat. Sit down, stand up. And if that's hard for you, then just do that until you can do it without the chair. That's okay, a great way, because squats are a great exercise.
That kind of answered my question I was going to ask you next, which is how can someone know what or where their body is weak so they can start to improve it? That would be a good place to start. Like you said, the chair exercise. Anything else that would determine whether or not you're weak in a certain area to avoid injury? What, you know, to take precaution?
Yeah, I mean, for people that have never exercised before, I think, you know, if you go out and you try to walk, you know, 20 minutes and that wore you out, you know, maybe you need to do more cardio and work on your cardio. But that strength factor of trying to do, sit down in a chair and stand up, trying to do a squat. And then there's, on the other hand, there's people that maybe are just running, but they're not balanced. If you're a runner or just cycling and that's all you do, you know, you're going to have some muscle imbalances and strength issues when you try to like do any body weight resistance exercises. So make sure you add the strength training to your program in some form or fashion, like I said, with the extra tubes or, you know, using football stuff or medicine ball stuff. So I think it just kind of depends on the individual. And then, you know, if you can afford to have someone work with you, a trainer or something, you know, I of course would recommend that. So, cause that's what I do when I have new clients. The first thing I do is evaluate and assess, you know, where are their weaknesses? Where are they strong? Most people have one side stronger than the other when on their lower body and upper body. So it's kind of evaluating that and then focusing on getting balance, because it helps you decrease your risk of injury and you'll feel better too. Because sometimes when you have a pain in your knee, it's coming from your ankle or your hip. Mm-hmm. You know, it might not be that you don't need to rush off to the doctor and pay for an X-ray or MRI. You know, it might be that you've got something going on somewhere else because it's kind of a chain reaction.
Absolutely. And it's time and money well invested. A couple of weeks ago, I was walking real fast through my house, hit a puddle of pee from one of my dogs. I think it was Ruby. It was either Ruby or Susie. Anyway, I went flying up into the air, but I caught myself. When I landed, I caught myself. I would have never been able to do that if I hadn't maintained my muscle mass in my legs and my arms from training and working out with you. And even before that, it's just so critical. It can affect so many areas of your life, and you can keep it fun. You can keep it fun. In that article, it says that learning a new skill and keeping it fun can curb your boredom. And they even mentioned something like TikTok dances are a really new and fun way to get up and get that blood flowing. And I love dancing.
I know you love to dance. My daughter tries to get me to do those TikTok dances. And, she does it real fast and say, okay, now you do it. And I'm like, I can't learn a dance in a minute. I mean, I need to give me some time. I got to work on those moves, and they're also silly moves. But it's fun. And if you're into that thing. Of course, now I think, TikTok's getting kind of a bad rap because we don't want to get into that. That's a whole nother topic. Yeah. But, I think just turn on some music like you did. I mean, my husband would probably think I was crazy if I just put on music one evening and started dancing in front of him.
Well, get crazy.
Whatever it takes. it's burning calories.
Absolutely. Oh, and I just love to dance. I do. I hear that whenever we play the music, even on the breaks and stuff, it just gives me this enthusiasm for life that nothing else does. I just think music is everything. I've said this before, if I was stuck on an island and I had to pick between music and food, I think I would pick music, at least for a couple of months. Anyway,
If I
made it that long. Oh, I think I could.
You'd be burning calories, but then you wouldn't be putting any calories in. You'd be a skinny little stick.
Oh my gosh. Well, some people say, I don't know if I believe it or not, but from the sun gazing, just like a plant, you can get all the nourishment you need from the sun and the dirt. So I guess I could resort to eating dirt unless it was an island full of sand. That would
get Oh my gosh.
I'm being crazy right now, but that's one of the great side effects of exercise. It does make you fun. It makes you silly and fun and fills you full of excitement for life. So always great to have you on the show, Tina. Any other closing comments to our listeners?
I guess it's another thing coming from the Michaela Schifrin thing real quick is something her dad used to tell her when she and her brother were growing up. He said, be nice, think first, and have fun. And that was his golden rule, the golden rules. But she said having fun in his mind didn't mean just going out in life and winging it, but really working hard for something you want and making it happen. And I thought that was pretty cool.
I love it. That is super cool. And so are you. Thanks so much, Tina. You can find Tina Burnett Allen on at Gmail at tbfitnesspro@gmail.com or on Instagram at tbfitnesspro. We'll talk to you later. Alligator, we've got Dr. Jen Myers coming up and we're going to be talking about the many benefits of magnesium. So Tina, have a great day and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Everyone.
You too.
You're welcome. You're listening to One Life Radio.
I paint a perfect picture, bomber suckers with precision. My intent is to get with you with S and double OP. To all my closest homies, it's so cold, we dispose our foes.
Showing up, it feels good, cause they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom, waiting on the outcome. Free Tupac, it seems it's all that's on my mind. Cause at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'm gonna get smart and get defensive with this. And put together a million march with the
twist. Now they got us laced, two multi-millionaire young brothers catching cases. Busters get ready for the throwdown, the hits about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion, I'm vicious on these stool pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Suckers be acting like they savage, I'm out to get the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my homies living left.
I got a pit named P, she niggerina. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black Beamer, but my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Riga. It feels good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the keys, young hustler.
Now follow as we ride. You can check the rest. Two of the best from the west side. And I can make you famous. Brothers been
dime for years. So how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop felonies. West Coast G's. You got it better flow me. Another warning to of America's most wanted.
That's some upbeat music. Oh my gosh, let's whip it. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, and we are live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia as well as KMET in sunny Southern California on ABC News Talk. We have Dr. Jen Myers on the line with us. She is a doctor. Are you there, Jen?
Actually, she's not. I couldn't get a hold of her on the phone.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah,
okay,
me too.
Oh, man. All right. Well, so let me regroup here. Let me see what I want to talk about, and we'll get her on the line. But, you know, I'm constantly reading all the time, and we actually are going to talk with Dr. Jen Myers when we get her on the line today about the many benefits of magnesium. And so this is something that I have been passionate about for many, many years, starting with when I first opened a Drift Float Spa in Preston Center, after floating one time and getting a huge dose of soaking in salt water, Epsom salt, which is one of the best ways, by the way, to get magnesium in your body, absorbing through the derma, which is your skin, which is the largest organ in your body. And I remember the first time I floated and I got that, like I said, that huge dose of magnesium in my body. And it was like someone literally gave me a Valium. That's what it felt like. And I actually remember saying that in a television interview once years ago, when Adrift first opened. There was a lot of excitement around the concept. And magnesium is amazing. And my mother, had she lived to see me open Adrift Float Spa, would have been very, very proud. She was a nurse for many years, a very high-level nurse. At the end of her career, she ended up being an educator. But my mother was actually a huge proponent of Epsom salt. And as kids, we always soaked in Epsom salt at least once a week because my mother was so adamant about it.
Yeah, we did too.
Is this on you too?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Whenever we were sore or something like that, we would put on that Epsom salt.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it does so many things in the human body. It is essential in over 325 enzymatic functions in the human body. It does everything from help depression to help you sleep to make so many systems in your body run as they should. And so I'm going to go to my notes here a little bit on some of the, you know, groundwork that I did for the show today. And this is an article on 10 evidence-based benefits of magnesium. And number one on this list is magnesium is involved in hundreds of biochemical reactions in your body, and it is a mineral found in the earth, sea, plants, animals, and humans. And about 60% of the magnesium in your body is found in bone, while the rest is in muscles, soft tissues, and fluids, including your blood. And it says, in fact, every cell in your body contains it and needs it to function. And it goes on to say that one of magnesium's main roles is acting as a cofactor or helper molecule in the biochemical reactions continuously performed by enzymes. This is updated. So it's not 325. It says that, in fact, it's involved in more than 600 reactions in your body, including energy creation, protein formulation, gene maintenance, muscle movement, and nervous system regulation. There's so much information here, you guys. And did you know all that, Ronaldo?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, this is we were talking with Tina earlier, and you just said you used to use it for soreness. It says it may boost exercise performance, that magnesium also plays a role in exercise performance. And during exercise, you may need 10 to 20% more magnesium than when you're resting, depending upon the activity, and that magnesium helps move blood sugar into your muscles. And dispose of a lactate, which can build up during exercise, causing fatigue. And studies have shown that supplementing with it can boost exercise performance for athletes and elderly with chronic disease. And you know what's funny? So right before I went to work out yesterday, And my choice for magnesium is Epsom salt. And then when I can't get an Epsom salt bath in, I use the Sun Warrior magnesium, which, you know, it's an incredible pot product. It's liquid. And so you can take it and put it in your hand. And like I did yesterday, and I rubbed it all over my arms or my legs. Well, both actually. And then sometimes I'll just ingest it. I told you I'm really tough about taking supplements, no matter what they taste like. And so I just put a dropper full under my tongue and then swish it down with water. And I did have a really good workout. I had a great workout, actually. And then you heard me. I went on to even dance last night. And I really do believe that in part I had that much energy and felt so good. And I slept so good because of the magnesium. Because it definitely affects your sleep as well as your muscles.
I definitely need some magnesium then. We both, me and my wife both need some of that.
Well, I'll get you the hookup. I'll get you some Sun Warrior. let me get you some. But yeah, it's a great product. It is. And it's you can order it at sunwarrior.com. That's where I get it. And it makes a great gift. I always give gifts as supplements. You know that from hanging around with me for a while, Ronaldo. I think there's no better gift. And with the holidays coming up, maybe put together a little basket and include magnesium in it. Because number three on this list is magnesium fights depression. So this is, I didn't know this. I really didn't. I should have known that because floating makes you feel so good. It's part of that is the sensory deprivation from shutting down your brain. And another part of that is, of course, the magnesium. So it says that magnesium plays a critical role in brain function and mood, and low levels are linked to an increased risk of depression. So one analysis in over 8,800 people found that people under the age of 65 with the lowest magnesium intake had a 22% greater risk of depression. That some experts believe that the low magnesium content of modern food may cause cases of depression and mental illness. That's a pretty strong statement. And it goes on to say that, however, others emphasize the need for more research in this area. Don't you love it when you do that live on the air? But nonetheless, supplementing with this mineral may help reduce symptoms of depression. And in some cases, the results can be dramatic. It goes on to say that in a randomized controlled trial in depressed older adults, 450 milligrams of magnesium daily improved the mood as effectively as an antidepressant drug. Wow. Who would have known? I didn't read this before I went live. I just, you know, skimmed it because I feel like I know so much about magnesium. And so, of course, just Dr. Jen Myers, I think she was the formulator of this product that Sun Warrior sells at sunwarrior.com called just simply magnesium. And it comes in this beautiful little purple bottle. But I think we'll go to break. What do you think? And we'll see if Dr. Jen is on the line. Sound good, Ronaldo?
That sounds good. Actually, we got Sean Wells on the line.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, Sean Wells. Hey, how you doing,
Sean bud? Wells is here.
Well, you know what? That's, man, I love you. Thank you so much. You're our backup quarterback today, so I love it. I don't know what happened, but we'll find out later. How about we go to break real quick, because we have to go for station identification. We come back, we'll talk magnesium. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back, everybody. You're listening to Bernadette, Sean Wells, and One Life Radio. We'll be right back. Everybody, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, and we have Sean Wells on the line. It's so great to have you with us, Sean, and thanks so much for jumping on. Let me tell everybody about you if maybe this is their first time listening. Sean Wells is a master of public health, a licensed dietitian, registered dietitian, certified sports nutritionist from the International Society of Sports Nutrition, as well as a fellow of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Sean Wells is the world's leading nutritional biochemist and expert on health optimization, and he has formulated over 500 supplements and patented 10 novel ingredients. Formerly a chief clinical dietitian with over a decade of clinical experience, he has counseled thousands of people on natural health solutions such as keto, paleo, fasting, and supplements. He's been on the show for a very long time, and as a world-renowned thought leader on mitochondrial health, he has been paid to speak on 5 different continents. His insights have been prominently featured in documentaries, nationally syndicated radio programs, and regularly on morning television. His expertise can help any health-conscious, high achiever to better manage stress and experience higher performance and more energy through utilizing his practical, holistic solutions. You can find him at SeanWells.com or on Instagram at Ingredientologist. Okay, Sean, magnesium. And I also have your outline still from yesterday, and we can even talk on stuff for the brain as well. I know that you know a lot about all of these things, and especially magnesium. It's called the miracle mineral. Why is that, Mr. Wells?
Because it's involved in over 300 enzyme reactions. So what that means is it's just throughout the body, magnesium is critically important, almost like sodium or potassium. But like we forget about magnesium quite a bit. And it's involved with like muscle and nerve function, blood pressure, the immune system. And like we were talking about even depression and mood.
Yeah.
Even how well you contract your muscles, like it's and regularity, like, you know, bowel regularity, like it's so critical.
Yeah, I remember the first time I talked about it, and when I can't say it, I'll start laughing too much. But what, it really does help with a lot of things bowel related. Let's just say that, or spasms. But you know what I'm going to say, don't you? Or what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it says here too that it has benefits against type 2 diabetes. How does that work? What does magnesium have to do with type 2 diabetes?
Yep. That's exactly right. It plays a role in glucose control and insulin metabolism. And people that are magnesium deficient are more insulin resistant. So diets that are higher in magnesium, people tend to have better glycemic control. And you can get things like spinach, almonds, cashews are all very high in magnesium. And then obviously there's great supplements that you can take. I like taking something in the evening to help calm me down, kind of relax me, get me ready for, going to bed at some point. So I found it's great for that. And I like, there's several forms of magnesium I like, but I haven't tried the Sun Warrior one yet.
Oh, it's excellent because you can actually, it's a liquid, you know, with a dropper. And I, yesterday before I worked out, I said it earlier, you know, I put a little bit in my left hand, put it on my legs and my arms, and I put it in my right, and I slathered myself with it. Then I even took a dropper full and, you know, just put it in my mouth and then swish it down with water. But I had an incredible day yesterday on every level. And I really, you know, being, you've floated at a drift float spa many times, a sensory deprivation, you're lying in 1,250 pounds of Epsom salt in this tank, and you feel incredible when you come out on every level, and it stays with you for days. But so many people, Sean, are deficient in magnesium. Why do you think that is? What's the biggest reason?
Our diets are definitely lacking organic minerals from the soil. So we're not getting enough organic fruits and vegetables. 2, we don't get enough soil on our fruits and vegetables anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3, like we don't eat bone very much. Like we have like bone broths if you are someone that does eat meat. So, you know, there's most of the magnesium in the body, about 60%, is held in the bone. So,
wow.
we don't really have enough, like men, most people don't eat enough, you know, nuts or things like the dark leafy greens, like spinach, you know, kale, things like that are high in magnesium. So those are the reasons.
Yeah. You know, I was, when I'm looking at my notes here, one of the, you know, this article, 10 evidence-based health benefits of magnesium, one of them, and I know this from Adrift, again, magnesium can help prevent migraines because essentially magnesium helps to loosen everything up in your body, right? Anything that's tight, it kind of loosens it up, right? It makes it work smoother or work better. And that would include your brain, right?
Exactly. Yep. And I think, yeah, there is a... The American Migraine Foundation, I think they were using 400 to 500 milligrams a day. And yeah, exactly. It's resolving that anxiety along with the migraines. Yeah. It's been studied for depression and anxiety. And it has a role in the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. So there's like, that's why like, you know, your adrenals can be overtaxed, your pituitary, like a lot of these things, that's why it plays a role in reducing migraines, reducing anxiety, reducing depression, helping you feel calm, relaxing your muscles, like all that kind of stuff. It helps with like PMS as well and
it's
cardiovascular
a miracle mineral,
health.
Right?
It really is.
It really is.
It's in my top five supplements I would recommend to anyone because typically a multi would not have enough magnesium in it. Like a multi, because you have maybe like one tablet or two capsules or whatever, there's just not enough room to get like, you know, 500 to 1,000 milligrams of, you know, magnesium in there. So you really need to take magnesium separately and then even an optimized form like citrate, malate, glycinate, like some of these better ones. The oxide or carbonate are kind of inferior forms.
Well, we're going to have to talk more about it. I appreciate you jumping on the air with us so much today. Sean Wells, thank you so much. Everybody, you can reach Sean at seanwells.com or on Instagram at ingredientologist. We've got to talk about this because I've got a great story, too, of migraine from a customer I used to have named Tony, who I'll tell the story the next time you're on. How about that? It's a good one. It's a really good one. But thank you so much, Sean Wells. Everyone out there listening, thank you so much. I really enjoyed doing the show. I hope you enjoyed it as well. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life.